For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The Apartment Association of Southeastern Wisconsin is asking landlords to wait before beginning evictions of tenants that have struggled to pay rent during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a statement Monday, the association said it is crucial that property owners work with tenants who are suffering legitimate financial hardships due to the current economic upheaval. Last month, Governor Evers launched a $25 million rental assistance program to help people dealing with job loss and reduced income due to the pandemic. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Yesterday, Verso Corporation announced it would close its Wisconsin Rapids paper mill. Verso said in a press release that the closure was due to the decline in demand for graphic paper and reduced use of print advertising. Verso expects to idle the mill in Wisconsin Rapids by the end of July, as well as its mill in Duluth, Minnesota, resulting in approximately 1,000 employees getting laid off. Most of the 900 employees in the Wisconsin Rapids mill will be laid off, with a skeleton crew in place to continue limited operations and maintenance. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Following Police Chief Morales' comparing police in riot gear to the crucifixion of Jesus, Milwaukee Common Council has issued a joint statement asking the chief to say the names of 7 people who have been killed or seriously injured by Milwaukee police. The statement also rebuts Chief Morales' claim that protesters were jumping on the bandwagon of events in other states, saying the current moment is not, quote, a competition to claim the right to religious analogies, end quote. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The family of Joel Acevedo, who was killed by off-duty Milwaukee police officer Michael Mattioli following a house party in April, says that Mattioli is trying to criminalize their deceased son in order to justify the killing. Mattioli alleges that he found Acevedo going through his pants pockets when he woke up. Officer Mattioli then applied a fatal chokehold to the 25-year-old security guard. Mattioli is scheduled to appear in court on June 24th and, if convicted, faces up to 60 years in prison. High today in the upper 70s in Milwaukee and mid-80s in Madison, with thunderstorms rolling in during the mid to late afternoon and scattered showers continuing throughout the evening as the remnants of Tropical Storm Cristobal make its way through Wisconsin. Overnight lows around 70 degrees. Wednesday, highs in the upper 70s with more scattered showers in the forecast. Thursday, highs in the upper 70s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.